Proverbs chapter 1.
我们请大家开开你们的圣经到箴言书第一章。
Proverbs chapter 1.
箴言书第一章。
We're going to be in a couple of passages this morning.
今天早上我们会一起学习几段经文。
And both these books that we're going to be in are called wisdom literature.
我们要看的这几本书一般被称为在圣经书卷里被称为智慧书。
And so we're going to be in Proverbs as well as Ecclesiastes.
我们会看一起看箴言书和传道书。
You know, wisdom is a rare commodity.
我们来看智慧其实是一个非常非常稀有的一件事情。
And sometimes wisdom is in shortage even at the workplace.
我们在工作场合可能会经常意识到这个智慧呢是非常缺乏的。
Generally speaking, there are two key ingredients to have an effective workplace.
从总体上来说在一个非常有效的工作环境可能需要两个非常重要的因素。
One, you need to have the right talent.
第一点呢就是你需要有合适的这个才干。
And that's where your interviewee asks you your abilities, what have you done in the past.
这就是在面试的时候这些面试官经常会问你你以前做了些什么事情你能够做什么。
And one, you need to have the right attitude.
同时你需要有很好的态度。
Because nobody wants to work with a grouch.
没有人喜欢和一个非常有恶劣态度的人一起合作。
And it seems like wisdom would be the combination of the two.
我们看上去应该是智慧呢，应该是这两样的一个完美结合。
Sheer enthusiasm doesn't get work done.
不光是仅仅的是和大家分享你的积极进取的心态，但是你也需要把工作顺利完成。
I still remember my mom telling me a story.
我经常想起我妈妈给我讲的一个故事。
About an employee of the Bible College.
我们他给我讲的是一个在当地的圣经学院里的一个雇员。
The sweetest guy there is.
这个人呢性格非常好。
Very, very committed to his work.
非常努力的在工作。
Very enthusiastic.
非常的充满热情。
And so he gets everything done.
他把所有的事情都完成得很好。
But he lacks, talent.
但是呢他在某些方面就是他的才干方面有些缺乏。
This one time, the Bible College got a motorcycle donated to the Bible College.
有一次圣经学院有人捐了一台摩托车。
And so we asked this gentleman, you know, why don't you take the motorcycle and run your errands?
这个圣经学院就跟这个年轻人讲说要不要你来用这个摩托车来做一些杂事。
And he was excited about it.
他非常非常激动。
Every morning we'd see him wash the motorcycle.
每天早上看他精心的把那摩托车擦得干干净净。
He'd use it very well.
他用那个摩托车用得很好。
A week later though, he came to the office.
一星期之后他来到办公室。
He said, sir, the motorcycle is not working.
他回来问说先生这个摩托车好像不工作。
That's it.It's a brand new motorcycle.
大家说不对啊说这个摩托车是一个崭新的摩托车怎么会不工作
What seems to be the problem?
为什么有什么问题你觉得
He says, I'm trying to start it, but it's not starting.
这个年轻人讲说我想启动这摩托车可是开不起来。
So he tried to investigate this even further.
他一直在进行研究看是怎么回事。
He said, tell me what happened.
然后这个弟兄就问说你告诉我是怎么回事
This individual said, well, I was running out of gas.
这个年轻人讲说我的这个汽油没有了。
And I went to the gas station.
我去这个加油站。
But you know, they were all out of petrol.
但是在这加油站里所有的这个汽油也都没了。
And I didn't want to waste time.
我不想浪费时间。
So I decided to put diesel.
所以我准备把那个柴油加到这个摩托车里。
And so a brand new motorcycle.
所以大家可以想象一辆崭新的摩托车。
Had to be returned in 10 days.
十天之后必须要退回去。
And we had to repair it.
必须要重新进行很大的维修。
you can talk about blunders in your own workplace, right?
我们大家可能会想起很多很多在工作上就发生的这种错误。
And so mere talent is not, talent and enthusiasm doesn't make for a productive workplace.
所以说没有这个 talent, 光是有热情也不会有一个很好的效果。
You need wisdom.
你需要有智慧。
And it's a rare commodity, it seems like.
在当今社会看上去是一个非常难求的一件事。
The reason I picked this topic, glorifying God in the workplace, glorifying God in the workplace,
今天我选的讲到的题目是在工作场合荣耀神的名。
It's because there was a study put out that Americans on average spend 46 hours a week at their workplace.
我看到一个普查讲到美国人平均一星期要花46个小时在工作上。
But our church is unique.
但是我们教会很特别。
Because if you put 46 hours a week and you're a member of our church, it's actually a good week.
如果是说一星期是46个小时在教会可能是一个比较好的一个星期。
Some of us have put 50 hours a week.
很多人会花50甚至60个小时在工作上。
And so a number of hours are spent at work.
有非常非常多的时间花在了工作上。
Now work is not just those that get the paycheck, okay?
工作不仅仅是那些只是能拿到这个工资的那些工作。
If you're a mom who stays at home, your work is like almost 24/7, right?
如果你是一个在家，你是一个妈妈在家里面工作，你的工作是24小时7天，是一刻不停的。
If you're a high school student, I guess a high school student doesn't work that hard, right?
如果是高中生，但我想高中生可能没有那么努力学习。
But he does work, he or she works, right?
但是呢高中生也有很多的课业量。
A college student, he works, he or she works, right?
在大学生里边我们知道他们的课业量是很重的。
We all work some ways somehow.
不管我们在哪一个生活哪一个方面我们每天都是在做一些工作。
But you see, a Christian has one primary objective in all of life.
但是我们要记住作为基督徒我们在生命中有一个非常非常重要的一个目标。
And that is to glorify God or worship God in all that he or she does.
而是神要求我们是我们要敬拜神荣耀神在我们生活中的方方面面。
As a Christian,
作为一个基督徒
everything you do,
每一件事你做的每一件事情
is primarily motivated by worship for God.
都是由于要敬拜神来荣耀神的名作为激励而做。
And that's 1 Corinthians 10:31, folks. It's so simple. It says, glorify God in all that you do, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do.
在圣经里面告诉我们你要荣耀神的名在你生活中的每一方面。
And so,
不管是在吃还是喝还是在工作上。
As a Christian, you don't have thisoption of saying, hey, this is my work life, this is my personal life, this is my church life, and none of these intersect.
作为一个我们每一个人很难你可以把你的生命分成几个很小的分割的部分比如像这是我的工作这是我的生活这是我的教会生活这些不可能是完全分割的。
All of life for a Christian is worshiping Almighty God.
在基督徒的所有生命中目标最大的目标就是要敬拜神。
So how you work is extremely important.
那么你怎样对待工作其实是很重要的。
As I mentioned, work starts with wisdom.
像我刚才讲到的作为一个好的工作要从智慧开始。
How do I get wisdom?
那么我们怎样获得智慧呢?
Since God is our creator, Genesis 1, we right away can assume that wisdom is gleaned from God.
因为神是我们的造物主在 Genesis 第一章里边创世纪第一章就讲到神用他的形象造了我们。
And God has revealed his wisdom in what we call the Bible.
神是通过圣经来向我们昭示他的智慧。
Look at Proverbs 1:7. And Proverbs 1:7 gives us a disposition or an attitude so that you can be wise.
在箴言书一章七节这样告诫我们。
look at Proverbs 1:7.
我们看, 箴言书1章7节。
Here's what it says. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
敬畏耶和华是知识的开端, 欲望人藐视智慧和训诲。
So what then, where do I get wisdom?
那我们怎样去获得智慧呢?
What is, if wisdom is gained by the fear of the Lord, what is the fear of the Lord?
这里边讲到说, 敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端, 那么说这里边这个敬畏耶和华,
How do I fear God and get wisdom so I can be a productive citizen of His kingdom?
我怎样来敬畏神，来获取智慧，然后能够过一个非常积极有效的生活呢？
And the first thing you need to see is it all begins with a heart attitude, and the heart attitude is the fear of God.
所以我们在看的这个起点就是对神的这个敬畏。
A wise man or woman fears God.
一个有智慧的人是对神充满敬畏。
What is fearing God?
那么这里边敬畏神是什么意思呢？
You go throughout the Old Testament and also the New and look at people that encountered God.
我们可以在圣经旧约新约里边看到人们是怎样是经历神的。
Look at Moses and the burning bush.
看那摩西当年在那燃烧的那个荆棘丛中。
He comes close to the bush and hears a voice from the bush.
所以他来到那个荆棘丛旁边，然后这个火着起来。
The bush is, there's fire, but it's not burning.
看到那个火好像是在着，但是那个荆棘丛并没有着起来。
It's an incredible phenomenon.
是一个非常非常奇妙的一个现象。
And so he stands in awe of it.
所以摩西看到那一切，心里充满敬畏。
You see, the fear of God begins with looking at God for who He is.
所以呢，敬畏神的开始呢，就是看神，来看神的本体，看神是谁。
Consider God for who He is.
我们来想想神，看他究竟是什么样的。
You can't make a God of your own thinking and making.
你不可能在你的想象里创造一个神是这样那样的一个图像。
Because what is the logical end of making a God of your own making?
所以你自己在脑子里边遐想，想象神是什么样子，这里面逻辑是啥呀？
Essentially, you become God and you decide what is right and what is wrong.
这个逻辑的背后就是你认为你自己是个神，你来决定一切什么是对和错。
But you see, the Christian scriptures are clear that there is a God outside of us.
但是在圣经里边，这经文告诉我们，非常清楚告诉我们，神是在我们以外。
He's an objective reality.
他是一个客观存在的事实。And
He just is perfect.
他是一个完美的神。
And so the fear of God starts with understanding who God is on His terms, not yours.
所以呢，在敬畏神的开端是来了解、认识神，他是什么，而不是用我们自己的想法。
And when you encounter God,
当你经历神的时候,
you start to realize that you are in the presence of something much, much bigger than you.
所以你会忽然的体验到，你在你的面前是一个，你经历一个远远超过你非常非常大的一个神。You
start to realize that you are in the presence of something that can annihilate you if He decides.
所以你会意识到，你在这个位神的面前，他可以有任何想法，你就可以瞬间就会灭亡。
And so the second point about fearing God is the fear of God leads to a right understanding of yourself.
第二点来是敬畏神会引导我们去想，能够正确的检视自己。
So first of all, if you really fear God, you take God at His word.
第一点呢，我们首先看到，如果你敬畏神，首先你就会把神的话语非常重视。
And you stand in awe of Him.
你在神的话语面前，你充满敬畏。
Secondly, if you fear God, you take the right inventory of yourself.
第二点，你敬畏神，你要重新检视一下自己身上的所有一切。
You humble yourself before this Almighty God.
你在神的面前谦卑下来。
That's where the fear of God begins.
这是敬畏神的开端。
Think about this.
大家想一想。
Anybody been in like a tornado situation? Tornado situation?
我们这里有人经历过龙卷风的状况吗？
Three or four people, you know why we get a tornado warning when there's a tornado situation?
所以我们大家知道为什么在这个龙卷风要来的时候我们有这个龙卷风的这种警报响起来。
Because that tornado has the ability to destroy an entire town.
因为这个龙卷风它的射杀威力甚至可以把整个一个城市瞬间毁灭。
Wherever it goes, it can cause mighty destruction.
不管是它这个龙卷风所经历的一切地方都会经历的重大的损伤。
And so your meteorologist understands this and says, take cover because this thing is going to destroy whatever it's in its way.
所以我们的气象学家他们是很明白这个龙卷风的射杀力所以给大家提供这个警报说一定要寻求庇护。
And so we understand that when we understand something that is destructive in force, that's bigger than us. We understand.
所以我们明白这个龙卷风像龙卷风这样这个自然现象远远超过我们的控制对我们有巨大的一个射杀力我们知道人没有办法控制它。
But you take this metaphor and you bring it to God, it kind of pales compared to God.
所以我们看这种情况和在神面前我们应该持有的敬畏其实是很苍白无力。
See, God is omnipotent.
神是全能全有。
He is all powerful.
他是掌管世界的神。
The word says, He has no enemies, so to speak.
圣经里面告诉我们他没有敌人。
Now, there are people that oppose God.
现在有很多人是反对神的。
And there are people that hate God.
很多非常憎恶神的人。
But they're not real threats to Almighty God.
对神来说这些根本不是真正的威胁。
He can destroy them without even snapping his fingers.
他不用做任何事情甚至不用动他的一根指头就把世界就可以毁灭。
And so fearing God starts with the understanding that I'm in the presence of an all-powerful God that if he chooses...can destroy me in a second.
敬畏神就是说你在面对这样一个伟大的神面前你会心里面充满惧怕你会知道如果神选择他就可以整个让我自己灭亡让整个世界灭亡。
And so there's not only a reverential awe of this individual like somebody that you admire, you think about,Oh wow, this person is amazing. Not just that reverential awe or that respect, but there's also a terrifying aspect to it.
所以这里有的时候你会经历到你很崇拜一个人你很敬重一个人你可能心里充满那个由衷的敬佩之情但是这个和敬畏神是完全不同敬畏神中间有一个非常惧怕就是说在神面前你是不光是有崇敬和敬仰你还有这种惧怕。
See, God is a loving,God.
神是一个充满慈爱的神。
But he is also a just God.
他也是一个公义的神。
And the Bible talks about God coming back one day.
圣经告诉我们有一天神要回来。
And when he comes back, the Bible says,
当他回来那一天,
he's going to come as a judge of the entire world.
他回来的时候要审判全世界。
And as a judge,
当他做审判的时候,
he's going to destroy his enemies.
他要把他的敌人彻底的毁灭。
He is going to throw them in the lake of fire.
他把这些敌人扔到火湖里边。
For that is the consequence of sin.
因为这就是罪的后果和代价。
And they are going to pay for their sins for eternity.
他们要以永生来付这个罪的代价。
That is the justice of God.
这就是神的公义。
And so when I say fearing God,
这里我们谈到敬畏神。
The Bible doesn't just speak of this admiration for somebody.
神在圣经里面告诉我们，不仅仅是那种崇拜敬拜。
It speaks about a terrifying spirit.
他也告诉我们那种充满惧怕在公义的神面前，我们的惧怕的心。
Not just because he can destroy you.
不光是因为他可以毁坏，毁灭你。
But because he is omnipotent, all powerful.
而是说他是全能全知。
That is our God.
这就是我们的神。
And so a wise person begins with fearing God.
所以说一个充满智慧的人，他的智慧的开端是敬畏神。
Taking God at His word.
对神的话语认真对待。
And taking the right inventory of yourself.
检点自己的行为。
So then he says, the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge.
所以这里面谈到敬畏耶和华是智慧的知识的开端。
This word knowledge is the art in the Hebrew.
这个
art,
知识,
yep.
知识是从希伯来文过来的。
And it occurs like 1600 times in the Bible.
是在圣经里边一个出现了16次的咒诅。
In the Old Testament, Genesis introduces the concept of knowledge.
在创世纪里边介绍了这个对知识的这个定义。
There's the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
在伊甸园里边有一个生命树。
But knowledge is more than just intellectual pursuit.
这个不仅仅是一个在智力上的一个知识上的一个寻求。
Knowledge also has an apprehension or an understanding of moral values.
这里边也包括要对这种道德理念的一个了解。
Violation of a specific prohibition is a morally wrong thing.
违反在神给我们的一个道德律来说是一个非常错的一件事。
To know something in the Bible is not just intellectual knowledge, it's to know it with all of your being.
在圣经里面讲到对这个知道一件事情不仅仅是知道表面的知识而是用你的全身心去知道了解这件事。
To know doesn't just confine itself to the eye or the mind.
这个去知道这个 know 这个词不光是用你的眼睛用你的脑筋去了解。
And so the heart is sometimes identified as an organ of knowledge.
而你的心里边经常会和这个知识是连起来。
And so he says, you start with the right heart attitude, the fear of God, and that begins the process of knowledge.
所以圣经里面提醒我们，我们开始敬畏神，是用我们的心去敬畏，这就是我们真正的知识的开端。
And knowledge is not just intellectual information, it's the soul's disposition.
这个知识这里边讲到不仅仅是一个脑力上的一个事情而是说用我们的身心灵去知道和体会的事。
And so he says, this is where your journey for wisdom begins.
所以这里边讲到你对寻求知识的这个旅程是从敬畏神And then
to give the total opposite of it, he says, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
同一个这个经文里边告诉我们完全相反的事实，就是愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
There's a parallelism here.
这里边有一个完全的对称。
So the one who fears God, he understands knowledge.
一个是敬畏神，然后对知识有很好的了解。
But the one that does not fear God, he despises wisdom and true knowledge.
那么相对来说就是不敬畏神的人他恨恶藐视智慧和训诲。
Knowledge is in parallel with wisdom and instruction.
这里边的知识和智慧和训诲是相辅相成是相对的。
My three-year-old daughter is in a new phase right now.
我对神的敬畏是进到了一个新的层次。
She gives me instructions. She gives me instructions.
你说是
instructions. She tells me what to do. My daughter tells me what to do. Yeah.
她现在 yeah. 牧师讲了，她对她的小女儿的那种
敬畏，是一个进到新的。My daughter has taken. My wife
新的境界，她这个小女儿已经开始给她各种各样的指令。
My wife used to tell me what to do. Now my daughter has taken over those responsibilities. Yeah.
他的牧师太太讲起他这个小女儿他会把他们两个织得团团转。
And so I said, I put her to bed and she says, Daddy, turn on the noisemaker. We have a noisemaker. She said, turn on the noisemaker.
当我把她晚上送她去睡觉的时候她给我下指令说爸爸你把那个白噪音的那个盒子打开。
Daddy, don't forget to give me my water.
爸爸你别忘了把我的水拿来。
Don't close the door, please.
千万别把门关上。
Mama doesn't like it when you close the door.
妈妈不喜欢把门关上。
Just putting her to bed is a instruction manual. I wish I got that manual ahead of time, you know.
就是把她送上去睡觉，每天晚上都好像是要需要一个非常非常细精细的那种使用手册。我希望在有她之前就有这个手册。
And her new phase is, I know, I know.
他的新的一个阶段就是一直在说我知道我知道。
Asha, turn off the TV.
Asha, 他自己会把这个电视打开。
I know, I know.
他自己会说我知道知道。
Asha, you're supposed to go clean your room.
当说 Asha, 你要进到自己房间了。
I know, I know.
他说我知道知道。
She knows everything.
现在这个情况下他说他对世界所有的事情他都知道。
But, you know, as parents, we find that amusing, don't we?
我们看的我们作为一个父母在这个层次看到孩子这种行为觉得很可爱很可笑。
Here's a three-year-old who thinks that she knows it all.
这是一个三岁的孩子觉得他对世界已经全然了知。
And there can be a progression, like teenagers, suddenly know how to solve world problems.
所以我们会联想到下一个进到那种青少年状态这些青少年会想他们会有解决世界所有问题的这些解决方案。
Not in this church, but I had a teenager tell me how to have a perfect marriage.
所以有一天可能是有一个这个青少年告诉我怎样去有一个美好的婚姻。
And so I told him to write a book about it and we'll make sure that we compare his future marriage to that manual, you know.
所以我们大家看一下在将来来用书上的这个所讲来评价他将来的婚姻是什么样。
And so as adults, we know teenagers, you know, yeah, they're in this phase of, I know everything, man, I know a lot of things.
所以我们作为成人我们知道这个青少年经历这个状态认为他们知道世界所有的事情。
Mom and dad are ignoramuses.
妈妈爸爸有的时候
What do they know? They don't really know how to live life. I do though, I do.
他们不知道怎么去过这个生活只有我才知道。
And then as older folks who have parents who are still alive, I mean, we know this phase. We've been through this ourselves, haven't we?
所以作我们这个年长一些人我们还有一些更年长的父母
I'm sorry to say,
我们知道这个经历我们回头看这些事情都很知道
I'm sorry to say, if that's your disposition, you're a fool. Because a fool says no to wisdom and instruction.
如果是你在这样一个状态的话这种阶段我想非常直接告诉你你就是一个愚妄的人因为愚妄人对智慧和训诲一直是说否定不接受
In fact, when Proverbs talks about a fool he is someone who rejects God and rejects all that God represents
在箴言书告诉我们的这个愚妄人就是愚妄人拒绝神的智慧和训诲
A fool is not just somebody who does stupid things. He's somebody who understands the data but rejects it.
这个愚妄人呢，不仅仅是说他经常有的时候做一些非常愚蠢的事情，而是说他看到这个数据在他面前，但是他拒绝接受。
The word here is despise.
这里边用到的词是这个藐视。
Do you despise something?
在你生活中，你可能会藐视什么事情吗
？Maybe a certain kind of food.
也许你恨某一种食物
or a certain kind of person
有的时候可能会藐视恨恶某一种人
You know what he means by despise, right?
因为你知道那种藐视这种轻视的意思
There's a vehement opposition to it
所以你心里边有从心里边由衷发出的一种反对
A strong disregard for it
非常非常非常非常强的一个对他不当回事的否定
This foolHere's what God has to say and says, I know, I know.
所以这里边的这个愚妄人就是像这样一个上神说话的时候他会说哎我知道我知道。
This fool does not submit to God-given authority and wisdom.
这里边的愚妄人不在神的教诲面前来驯服和谦卑。
Let me tie it together for work now. For the workplace.Okay.
所以我们来联想一下在工作的时候。
Consider the fact that your workplace is there as your mission field.
想一想假如说你设想你的工作的地方就是你的传播福音的使命的地方。
As a representative of God, student, listen to me, teenagers, turn your phones off, listen to me. As
所以这些年轻人，你们都注意，把你们的手机关掉，听我讲。
As a student,
作为一个学生，
you study for God's glory.
你们学习是为荣耀神的名。
Not just to get a good salary at the end of the day.
并不是说为了将来你们能够拿到一个配很好薪水的一个工作。
Adults at work. Adults at work. Adults.
所以我们成年人在工作的地方。
You are enduring that annoying co-worker for the glory of God.
有的时候你必须要忍受你那个非常难以忍受的同事，但是你这样做是为了荣耀神的名。
You see, your identity is not in your work or even your production. Your identity is in Christ as a Christian.
你的身份不是说由你做的工作和你的工作的你的名牌来决定，而是你为神做，你在神国里是做了什么工。
You don't even have to open your mouth for people to see your actions.
你都不需要张口，神就可以看到，所有的人们就会看到你的行动。
And so if you're the grouchy boss, or you're the lazy employee, and you tell them, hey, come to my church, learn about Jesus, they won't.
如果是你一个非常可恶的一个老板，或者是你非常非常懒惰的一个员工，当你跟他们讲说到我们教会来吧，一起听福音，他们会听你吗？
And oftentimes we forget our identity.
有的时候我们经常会忘记我们的身份。
And we make our work our God.
我们有的时候把工作作为我们的神。
We make productivity equivalent to success in life.
我们把这个生产力和这个结果来和生活中的这种成功相提并论。
Jesus at the center of it all.
耶稣是我们生命中的中心。
That's the point of a Christian.
所以这是作为基督徒的一个核心。
And so point one.
这是第一点。
is that a Christian at the workplace has to have wisdom.
也就是说提醒我们大家，基督徒在工作的地方需要有智慧。
Wisdom is fearing God.
这里边智慧就是要敬畏神。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Father God, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你给我们的训诲。
Many a times we are Christians who have like separate lives in various spheres of life.
我们在经常的时候作为基督徒，在我们生活的方面方方面面是好像是有不同的生活。
We're one person at homeAnd we're another person at church, and then we're another person at the workplace.
我们生活中经常是在家里边，我们是一个人，在工作上是另外一种人，在教会里边又是另外的第三种人。
And I'm not just talking about the activities, because clearly the activities at home and activities at the workplace and activities in our personal lives are different.
这里边我不是指的具体的这些发生的事情，因为我们知道生活中的事情、工作上的事情和在教会里的事情是不一样的。
I'm talking about people in the sense that who we are in these different spheres of life.
这里边我想指的是我们作为人本身的核心，在这方方面面的生活中，我们到底是谁？
Oftentimes we forget that our primary identity is in Jesus Christ.
在经常的情况下，我们忘记我们真正的身份是在耶稣基督里的基督徒。
And so at home, or at the workplace, or in the classroom, or in our personal life, we seek Jesus.
所以在我们生活中、工作中、学校和在方方面面，我们寻求的是耶稣。
And so, O God, make us people who want Jesus at the center.Of it all.
这神啊，我这里为我们祷告啊，求你让我们每个人把耶稣基督做我们生命的中心。
For your glory and our good.
为你的名，为荣耀你的名。
In Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Before we go to the next phase, I want to take this moment to ask you, if you are not a Christian today.And you would like to know how to become one. We got Pastor Dennis Wong there, our Mandarin pastor. And you got me, Pastor Nathan. And we would love
this would be our joy to share the good news of Jesus with you today.
现在我想利用这个机会问在座的各位，如果你还没有成为基督徒，如果你对基督信仰有更有兴趣，我们在座的华语牧师王牧师和英语文牧师 Nathan 牧师，他们很愿意和你相见，然后去分享福音。
You know, before we end, can we sing as an anthem to God, Jesus at the center of our lives?
今天我们结束的时候，可不可以我们大家一起来唱这个《耶稣是我们生命中心》这首歌
？Shall we all stand and sing Jesus at the center of it all?
所以我们大家一起起立，我们一起唱《耶稣是我们生命的中心》这首歌。
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, in all the speech, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus at the center.Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Nothing else, nothing else matters. Nothing in the world.Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, always in you.Thank you for who you are. We thank you that you are the Lord of heaven and earth. We want to make you the center of our lives, not just at our workplace, but also at home and also in our personal lives.
Be
the center of our lives.
感谢你是我们生命中的中心，我们要把你立为我们生命中的全部的中心，包括我们的学习、工作和生活方方面面。我们感谢你做我们生命中心的主。
In Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请大家请坐。